Ever wondered what Mac apps other Macpreneurs are using to serve their clients and save time along the way? Hear from Susanna Ray, an online business architect with over 20 years of experience, Roland Huger, a visionary type designer from Hungary, and Anna Lundberg, a mentor who's redefining work-life balance for corporate professionals. I'll unpack all of this after the intro.
Welcome to Macpreneur, the show for seasoned solopreneurs looking to streamline their business on a Mac. Unlock the secrets to saving time and money with your host and technology mentor, Damien Schreurs.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 91 of the Macpreneur podcast. Whether it's your first time or your longtime listener, I appreciate that you carve out some time in your busy solopreneur schedule. I created Macpreneur to help solopreneurs like you save time and money running their businesses on their Macs. Now, in order to give you the most relevant productivity tips and information, I need to know how well you're currently dealing with the three killers of Mac productivity, namely unnecessary clicks, repetitive typing, and file clutter. For that, just visit macpreneur.com/tips and answer a few questions, which will take you less than 2 minutes. After submitting your answers, you'll receive personalized time-saving tips based on your results. Once again, visit macpreneur.com/tips, T-I-P-S, and start boosting your Mac efficiency today. Okay, let's begin with Susanna, whom I met in the Upreneur Incubator hosted by Chris Ducker. Susanna helps her clients both one-on-one and in group settings, and she will share with you the tool she used to streamline that part of her business. But first, Susanna, who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Susanna Ray, and I am a business offer architect. And what that means is, one, I've been working online for over 20 years, and I specialize in really helping people who are experts in their industries, people who are stepping forward with big thoughts, sharing their wisdom for eliciting change, to understand how they can monetize their wisdom, their expertise, with compelling offers, impactful messaging, and smart systems to really help them ramp up their business. When it comes to serving my clients, absolutely my go-to app for recording all my content and training is Ecamm Live. Now, Ecamm Live initially always promotes itself as a live streaming tool, and I do use that as well. I can stream directly into my private community, and I do a lot of screen sharing and leading by examples and helping people work through what they're wanting to share, because I'm delving down into people's insights and the really complex concepts that we're trying to put together. And having this ability to use a really simple platform where I can share my screen, I can do windows and side, and I can record everything in a beautiful format. You can totally brand it. And that is what Ecamm Live gives me on the content creation piece. But I also use it in sales and marketing, because you can upload directly into YouTube to create your YouTube channel, which I have at Susanna Ray. And it just saves a lot of time and productivity, because with the YouTube Studio tools that you've got, and normally all I do is just trim the start and finish of a video. I don't believe in doing a lot of deep editing. I'm more like, let's get it out there and fast. So Ecamm Live lets me do a really fast process of turning around a video and sending it out to the world, and equally to my clients. So Ecamm Live is absolutely my go-to for serving clients.
Thanks a lot, Susanna. You can connect with Susanna on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Her website is SusannaRay.com. I will put all the links in the show notes. My main takeaway from Susanna is that some tools can be used in more ways than initially intended or marketed by the developer. In case you don't know Ecamm Live, as the name implies, it's one of the best tools for live streaming from a Mac. It's highly customizable and offers features that can elevate your solopreneur brand without breaking the bank. You can live stream on multiple platforms at once, like Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram. The best is that eCam Live allows you to monitor comments directly from its interface and easily select any comment you want to show on screen while live streaming. And as Susanna mentioned, eCam Live can also be used for recording professional looking videos locally on a Mac without the live component at all. In eCam Live, we can create different scenes, some showing only our webcam, others combining the webcam with images or videos, and even the Mac desktop or any active application window. If you connect your iPhone or iPad to your Mac via USB, your mobile device screen can also be added to any scene you want. So, by doing some upfront preparation, in other words, creating different scenes in advance, including transitions and screen sharing, eCam Live can help you streamline video production and minimize editing time. In the case of Susanna, she only needs to trim the beginning and the end. Imagine that, no editing required. In my case, I recorded the first few episodes of season 2 using eCam Live, and I had scenes with only the webcam, a scene with the intro, another one with the outro, then a bunch of scenes with editable text. And on top of that, eCam Live integrates very well with the Elgato Stream Deck. It's a hardware device with programmable buttons. So from my Stream Deck, I was able to easily switch scenes as well as mute and unmute my microphone. The reason why I stopped using eCam Live and switched to Keynote to record the episodes was that eCam Live is limited to 1080 by 1080 pixel resolutions for square videos. While with Keynote, I'm able to record a 1920 by 1920 pixel square video, which can then be cropped in both landscape and portrait format, both of them being full HD. Now, this is really niche, so if you just need a tool to live stream and you want to create professional looking videos along the way, eCam Live is the perfect tool. You can try eCam Live for free for 14 days, then you can choose between two subscription plans, the standard, which is the one that I have, and the pro. You can already do a lot with the standard plan, while the pro plan adds the ability to stream in 4K, to do live interviews, to record audio tracks and video sources as separate files, and also to configure the output as a virtual microphone and webcam. For more info about eCam Live, just visit my affiliate link, macpreneur.com/eCam, E-C-A-M-M. Now, if you sign up using my affiliate link, I will get a small commission at no cost to you. It's like a virtual high five for recommending stuff that I love and I use. So thanks in advance for supporting me and the Macpreneur podcast. Once again, visit macpreneur.com/eCam, click on the Download eCam Live button and try it free for 14 days. Okay, now let's hear from Roland Huscher. I met Roland back in 2016 at the Sean West Conference in Austin, Texas. He's an extremely talented designer who created the current Macpreneur logo and color palette. He creates customized fonts, and he will share with you the tool that helps him the most doing that.
My name is Roland Huscher. I'm a freelance type designer from Hungary. Besides creating retail fonts, I'm helping businesses with services such as branding, creating custom fonts, modifying existing ones by adding multiple weights or missing accents, as well as localization, transcreation of logos, and some typesetting. As for my work, I'm using Glyphs app, which is a font editor software, and it only runs on Mac. So this was actually one of the reasons I bought the MacBook back in 2016 and using it ever since. This app is primarily made for type design, but it's also the best tool when it comes to creating letter shapes or like logos, all kinds of other graphics. It has a lot of scripts and extension that saves a lot of time, and it's just that's my favorite tool to work with. And yeah, again, it's only compatible with Mac as of today.
Thanks a lot, Roland. You can find Roland on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. You search for Roland Huse Design, so it's H-U-S-E, and his website is rolandhuse.com. The example of Roland debunks a common narrative that I hear about the Mac, especially from people who are afraid of switching to it. A lot of Windows users are afraid that they won't be able to use all the tools that they are accustomed to. And if it's true to some extent, the number of Windows-only applications is nowadays lower than ever. From my personal experience, it's mostly limited to the gaming world and specialized backend software for some professions like dental patient management or warehousing, for instance. The main reason why it's less of a problem today is that many services have moved online, which means that they can be used from any modern web browser. And even if it were the case that someone would be using a Windows-only piece of software, it's still possible to make it run on a Mac using a virtual machine tool like VMware Fusion or Parallels Desktop. Now, in the case of Roland, the opposite happened, because Apple only allows macOS to run on genuine Apple hardware. He needed to buy a Mac in order to use the Glyphs app. I did some research, and of course, there are plenty of font editor applications that run on Windows, so technically Roland was not obliged to switch to a Mac, but as he said, he felt that the Glyphs app would allow him to be more productive, so he made the jump and he didn't look back. And like for Susanna, Roland is able to extend the app capabilities to other design activities, like creating logos, for instance. Okay, last but not least, Anna Lundberg. I met Anna in the Upreneur Incubator 2, and in addition to her coaching activity, she produces the Reimagining Success podcast. In fact, Anna interviewed me back in summer 2023, and if you're curious, head on to episode 249, where you will discover my journey from traditional employment to entrepreneurship. For the video version, just visit onestepoutside.com/Macpreneur. Now, when it comes to boosting the operations side of her business, Anna will share how she's using her iPad for both internal and client-facing work while leveraging iCloud synchronization to access her documents from her Mac too.
My name is Anna Lundberg, and I help experienced corporate professionals create more freedom, flexibility, and fulfillment in their work and their life. What that looks like in practice is that I have two revenue streams, two sides to my business. So I'm the founder of One Step Outside, in a B2C business where I am a business mentor, helping those experienced corporate professionals design and build a business that brings them freedom from the conventional 9-to-5. And then secondly, I have my B2B stream where I'm working with corporates to help individual leaders increase their engagement and productivity within, although albeit still outside of, the 9-to-5. When it comes to actually serving my clients, whether that's B2C, so individual customers, or B2B, bigger corporations, I don't use a huge amount of tech to manage that part of the delivery. I do have a membership site that I use mostly for my individual customers, although I'm looking at using it also for my training with businesses. But what I thought would be an interesting tool to mention that perhaps is not so often talked about is what I use for my thinking as well as my presenting. So the tool is called GoodNotes. It's available on iPads and iPhone and so on, of course. And it syncs across devices. And what I love is that I have a pretty messy handwriting. I love pen and paper, but my compromise to be more digital is to use my iPad and write on it. It's so fluid writing with it. Within GoodNotes, you can choose different colors and, you know, it'll make your lines straight and so on. And the way I use it is to mind map, develop my thinking generally, then specifically to prepare for a presentation, a keynote talk, or something like that for my clients. And actually, I also use it to then present the finished product via another tool, Ecamm Live, where I can stream either just to Zoom or to multiple destinations like Facebook and LinkedIn, YouTube, wherever else I want to go. So I can actually present directly from my iPad as well. And if I have those models and frameworks and presentations, I then share my iPad screen as well within that GoodNotes So I can use it externally for people to see directly what I'm doing, as well as for my internal thinking. So that app is GoodNotes. There are other similar offers out there, but that's the one I've chosen to use. You can get really clever with organizing your notebooks and folders and things. But even if you just start using it, it's been such a powerful tool for me. Again, both for my internal thinking, to develop my models, the steps, the stages, the frameworks, planning my book, and also then for actually directly communicating, sharing things with clients. Even on an individual coaching call, I can connect my iPad and I can draw a little Venn diagram or a quadrant to show some particular concepts. So that's really, really helpful. So that's GoodNotes that I use both internally in my business and serving my clients.
Thanks a lot, Anna. You can find Anna on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Her handle is Anna S.E. Lundberg. And her website is onestepoutside.com. My main takeaway from Anna is the idea that some tools can be used in different contexts, so brainstorming, note-taking, but also presenting to clients. I'm using GoodNotes too to write and monitor my weekly goals and plan. With the Apple Pencil, I can write on top of an existing PDF template that I got as a Upreneur Incubator member. A super neat feature of GoodNotes is the ability to quickly add a new fresh page simply by swiping to the right. No need to tap or copy-paste anything. The swipe gesture is super quick and intuitive. I talked about GoodNotes in episode 90 as it's one of those applications that can use iCloud Drive in the background while hiding the database from view. Beware that even if GoodNotes is also available on the web, on Android and on Microsoft Windows, it is currently not possible to synchronize documents between the Apple ecosystem and the web/Android/Windows. I'm not sure why the GoodNotes developers have chosen to architect their services like that with two totally separate databases, because it really defeats the purpose of what a true cross-platform service is supposed to be. Now, at the time of recording, GoodNotes is still a good option as long as either you're fully in the Apple ecosystem or you are fully outside of it. So to recap, you can save time and money on the operations side of your business by doing the following three things. Like Susanna, explore all the potential use cases for the apps that you use the most and see if you can extend their capabilities beyond what they're advertised for. By doing so, you can reduce the number of licenses and subscriptions that you need to manage and pay for. Second, like Roland, find the app that can help you become more efficient in activities that are at the heart of your business. And third, like Anna, you can fully exploit the capabilities of any tool by using it in as many contexts as possible, whether those are client-facing or not. Many thanks again to Susanna, Roland, and Anna for sharing with us the tools that help them streamline the operation side of their businesses. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a fellow solopreneur and tag me on Instagram. My handle is @macpreneurfm. And if you're ready to streamline your solo business but don't know where to start, sign up for my 360-degree tech diagnostic service. After filling a comprehensive assessment form, we'll have a Zoom call during which I will give you my top three recommendations, including tools and services to consider. After the call, you will receive a summary report with the points that we discussed and all the necessary links. And if you decide to work with me one-on-one after that, I will deduct the diagnostic fees from the first coaching pack that you will purchase. To learn more about that, just visit macpreneur.com/diagnostic or click the link in the show notes. So that's it for today. In the next episode, you will discover tips, tools, and strategies to efficiently invoice your clients and automate late payment reminders. Until next time, I'm Damien Schreurs, wishing you a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Macpreneur podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share it with a friend right now.